I mentioned that Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens has not been on the air for the last couple of months with us because of election season. Well, Election Day has come and gone. Mayor Stevens getting reelected to his seventh term as mayor, and he joins us now on the air for the triumphant return of Conversations with the Mayors. Mayor Stevens, how are you?
I am doing fine, Aaron, and it's nice to be back on the saddle here and have a chat with you.
So ended up being a sort of a fairly lopsided race in terms of the final turnout. But the one thing I know everyone said when running for re-election, Mayor Lavelle said the same thing in Hillsborough. She hadn't faced an opponent in a while. It was the opportunity just to face an opponent, to get out on the campaign trail, to speak with voters, to go through that process is a great way to not only increase public engagement and civic engagement, but for elected officials to reconnect with voters and learn a lot more about where residents of, in this case, Hillsborough, want the town to go. So what did you learn on the campaign trail?
Well, you're absolutely right, Aaron. It's a great opportunity to tell the story when you're the incumbent and you've been an incumbent for more than a decade. You're running on your track record as well as what you know might happen in the future and the direction that we're going. And so this was a time to talk about the story of Hillsborough. And a lot of it's our development plans. I would say, you know, over and over again, you know, people say how much they love the town. People really enjoy being here. We get lots of good press, and love is the word I keep going over and over. That said, there's an enormous amount of anxiety about development. Is it going to get, you know, how big are we going to get? People concerned about traffic. And so it was, this is an opportunity to talk about the long-term development plan, how we've built on connectivity and trying to make sure that you know neighborhoods can reach each other. And that, I think, was really, really important and probably the best thing about the campaign.
And I know that conversation about development is going to continue. Transportation, obviously a lot of work going on downtown. There's a big Board of County Commissioners meeting tomorrow. They'll talk about a development just south of town. So I know all of those conversations are going to be going on down the road. So for the next 2 years, the next 4 years and beyond, over and above development and sort of maintaining infrastructure and the town's character in the midst of all that, what are the other priorities for the town?
Well, you said it's maintaining the infrastructure. So at this point, you know, we've been growing. I'd say it, one of the priorities is just make sure that our town staff have the facilities and equipment that they need to do their job. In the last decade, we've added, you know, an entire park system that didn't exist 10 years ago. We've made some major investments in connectivity, the whole Nash Street sidewalk and, of course, Riverwalk, and the development that we've approved all have sidewalks, and we're trying to make connections. We got the Churton Street is on the TIP program. We've added a new wastewater treatment plant. We'll be expanding the reservoir. I think the priority for me going forward is to make sure that we get our town hall facilities up and running, and probably over the next 5 years, the train station up and running, and sort of that infrastructure that is in many ways about the town being able to continue to provide the level of service that residents expect.
Speaking with
you know, for somebody
for
somebody who just moved to town in the last 2 or 3 years, you know, they've always had Riverwalk. They've always had a sort of a vibrant downtown with, you know, there's always been nightlife. You could always, you know, have a lot of walkable connections. There's always been a circulator route. And so, you know, one wonders, you know, like, you know, who are the current board members? What's our leadership? Where we're going? And so, again, to be able to remind people, this was all very planful about connectivity and about how we want to see the built environment be more town-like as opposed to sprawling out in the countryside. That's the story that we wanted to make sure that we got out.
Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, and election just wrapped up last week. The work continues tonight. Board of Town Commissioners, rather, meeting this evening at 7 p.m. in the town barn. What's on the agenda?
Well, probably the most interesting thing is that Officer K-9 Officer Viper will be retiring. You know, I've been on the board long enough to see some of our other canines retired. And so that's always kind of a nice ceremony to have Viper and to acknowledge the real service and work that these canine, you know, dogs do for us. We will also be giving a Medal of Valor to Police Officer Tolan. If you remember a couple, a month or so ago, that he had pulled somebody from a burning car and sort of above and beyond, but just making sure that that person was safe and just handle that expertly. So we'll also be recognizing him, who is Viper's handler. And then Viper will be going to live with Officer Tolan.
Yeah, yeah. That's really cool. And I know there's been so many great stories about, you mentioned Officer Tolan there and a couple of police officers in Hillsboro who went to pick someone up for shoplifting and then found out that their cupboards were bare and that was why they had to resort to stealing food and then went out on their own accord and bought $150 worth of groceries to give to her.
Similar, we've seen that over and over again. They found out some kids had bicycles stolen and went out and got bicycles.
Yep.
They're constantly doing fundraisers for the community. I'll go back to the leadership. We have a fabulous police chief. We're finding the officers are really getting on board and focusing on community policing and building relationships. We don't want a police department that's kind of gotcha finding people wrong. We're not looking for a police department that sort of stay out of our way until, you know, we need you here. We want police officers in a police department that's engaged in our community, who's kind of with us every day, who we know, and that we are all working together to make our community safe and a great place to be.
Speaking again with Mayor Stevens, HillsboroNC.gov, by the way, is the town's website if you want more information about town goings-on, including the agenda for this evening's meeting at the town barn. So what else is coming up in Hillsboro? I mentioned Ladies Night Out earlier this hour. I know we're excited about that.
We are excited about that. Ladies Night Out, it is tomorrow night, Tuesday the 19th, starts around 6. Encourage folks to come out. It will be a lot of fun. Here's the protocol, if you're thinking about it. The shops and restaurants, and we'll all be having lots of specials. Check in at the Hillsboro Wine Company, kind of right in the middle of town on 118 South Churton Street, and you can get a flyer that lists all the participating businesses. There'll be a raffle. You'll get a little sparkly gift to wear. And so if you get your raffle ticket stamped by at least 5 different businesses, and then head to the Hot Tin Roof, and there's a hat contest or a rap contest, and it'll be just a lot of fun. We've been doing this for several years now, and I'll tell you, the people just have a grand time. And, you know, if you're a guy, you know, come on down and hang out, too. But it is a great night for ladies to get with their girlfriends and do a little bit of shopping. It's the shops are just all spiffed up and have some great things going. So it's always a fun night to be in Hillsboro. Ladies Night Out is one of the best.
Other things coming up later on this week?
That's the big thing, you know, later on in the week. And, of course, we got the weekend before Thanksgiving happening. Thanksgiving is the next week. And then we start getting into the Christmas holidays. So we've got home for the holidays throughout December. I look forward to having an opportunity to talk about those things with you in the coming weeks.
Awesome.
Always happening and happening in Hillsboro.
Sounds good. Again, HillsboroNC.gov is the website. Go there, find out more. Mayor Tom Stevens, thank you so much for joining us. Great to have you back.
Aaron, you take care.